بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last night we spoke of the second attribute of the muttaqin. After iman bil ghayb, which is the most important attribute, and it is the criteria for the acceptance and validity of all good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the next attribute. After iman bil ghayb, the most important of them all, Allah spoke of iqamatu salat. We spoke of the literal meaning of iqama. What does it mean? That you don't just simply fulfill your salah or pray it, but you have built it into your life. It is something immovable. Whatever you make iqama of, it is immovable. So it's part and parcel of your life. And to our young brothers and friends who have gathered this evening, start off from a young age. Attach the utmost of importance to your salah from a young age. Then it will remain for you for the rest of your life. Do not procrastinate with regards to salah. If you do not have, for whatever reason, the opportunity to come to the masjid or a place where salah is performed, perform it at home. But never, never abandon and forsake your salah. Whether you are at home or you are on an outing, wherever you may be, ensure that you are fulfilling and praying your salah. What is important to note here is the sequence of the attributes and the qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks of iman bil ghayb. Right? Iman in ghayb. Believing in the unseen. Full certitude. Accepting with full certitude anything that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, even if it is beyond our ability to fathom and to imagine and to think and to accept. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of iqamatu salah. The thing here is the sequence. The condition of your salah, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, mentioned it in this sequence and in this order, is because the condition of your salah depends on the condition of your iman. If your iman is strong, if condition number one, the foundation, if the foundation is firm, which is iman, then the building of salah that comes on top of that, will be strong as well. So if you want to power your salah, it's all about powering your iman. Strength of your salah lies in the strength of your iman. The stronger your iman, the foundation, the stronger will be the quality and the condition of your salah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called salah iman. Do you know one of the names of salah is iman? Iman, you know, without iman you are nothing. A human being is nothing in before Allah without iman. And Allah Himself has called salah iman in an ayah of the Quran. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinah Munawwara, he continued praying towards the direction of Jerusalem. The first qibla was not the Kaaba. The Kaaba towards which we pray our salah, every salah, we are required to face the Kaaba and perform salah. That was not the first direction of prayer for a Muslim. The first direction of prayer for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba was Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem. During Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's 13 years in Makkah to Mukarramah, he prayed towards Jerusalem. But he always had a deep desire to pray towards the Kaaba. He wanted the Kaaba to be his direction of prayer. Then he arrived in Madinah to Munawwara, and for up to 16 or 17 months, he continued praying in the direction of Baytul Maqdis in the direction of Jerusalem. But the desire grew even stronger when he was in Madinah to Munawwara. Why? Because when he was in Makkah to Mukarramah, he could face the Kaaba in such a way while facing Jerusalem. So to a certain extent, that desire was being fulfilled. He would stand in such a way that the Kaaba was in front of him and he was facing Baytul Maqdis. When he came to Madinah to Munawwara, the two were in opposite directions. Now he could no longer do that. So when he was in Madinah to Munawwara, there was an even stronger desire to face towards the Kaaba, the direction of the Kaaba, the Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah speaks of the desire that Rasulullah ﷺ had. He wanted his direction to be changed from Jerusalem to the Kaaba. Allah says in the second juz of the Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see you looking up towards the heavens in anticipation that when will the wahi come, when will revelation come down from Allah, changing the direction of the Qibla. So we see this, we see you looking up in anticipation, waiting for the change to take place. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ. We will now certainly face you and turn your direction, قِبْلَةً, to a direction تَرْضَاهَا, that you are happy with, that you are pleased with. So the Sahaba, after the direction of the Qibla was changed, Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Ya Rasul of Allah, while we were in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and for 16 or 17 months, while we were in Medina al-Munawwara, we were facing Bayt al-Maqdis. We were facing the direction of Jerusalem. What is the condition of that salah that we prayed in that direction? What happens to that salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, and the point that I'm making is Allah has called your salah iman, to show the strong link between your salah and belief and faith in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Your iman, your salah that you prayed towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem, that iman of yours, Allah will not let it go to waste. So the important thing for us to note this evening is the strong correlation and the strong link between your iman and your salah. And the state of your salah depends primarily on the state of your iman. The stronger your iman, you will find the stronger will be the state and the condition of your salah. May Allah grant us the understanding.